Thank you and good morning. The rain continues to fall on Humboldt County, and January of the new year followed a December that saw more than 14 inches of rain. Humboldt County has gotten just over 4 inches of rain since the beginning of the month, and that included just over 2 inches that fell on Sunday into Monday. Of course, those rainfall totals pale in comparison to the flood of 1964, in which 9 inches of rain fell over 2 days, leading to widespread flooding across the region. The rain brought the Eel, the Van Dusen, and the Mad River to flood stage and flooded low-lying areas, roadways, and fields, but the rivers have receded and are back below flood stage. More rain is in the forecast for the rest of the week, and we can expect more localized flooding, and high surf along local beaches will be a hazard as well. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind advisory for this morning, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour forecasted. Those winds could impact driving conditions for high-profile vehicles. Caltrans has made progress on clearing the rock slide that closed down Highway 299 west of Willow Creek, and the highway was open to one-way controlled traffic by Monday afternoon and then closed down again overnight. The controlled traffic will be in effect during daylight hours as the debris is cleared, and it's just one roadway in the region affected by rock and mudslides due to the heavy rain. Redwood Drive in southern Humboldt is closed north of Redway, but open to the south, and Matole Road in Ferndale has been closed due to a mudslide. It's expected Matole Road will be clear by Wednesday afternoon. Until then, motorists will need to use an alternate route. The McCann Ferry is expected to be back in operation today, and motorists are urged to check road conditions before they leave home. The rain, which is forecasted through the end of the week, has affected driving conditions across the region, and road closures and conditions can change quickly. Wildfires over the summer left burned-out areas vulnerable to the heavy rain. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Six Rivers National Forest are advising residents to avoid areas in the National Forest that were previously burned by last summer's wildfires. The rainfall will increase chances of flooding, elevated erosion, as well as increased debris flow, all of which can impact roads, campgrounds, as well as fishing areas. For more information on which specific areas you need to avoid, you can contact officials with the Six Rivers National Forest.
Thank you, Jordan. The Board of Supervisors meets today with a heavy consent calendar that will begin with a congratulations to the Fortuna Rotary Club on its 90th birthday. Other items include a letter of support for the Orleans Volunteer Fire Department, which is looking to purchase a mini pumper and initial response vehicle with rescue capabilities to replace outdated apparatus. The board will also renew its participation in the Redwood Coast Connect Broadband Consortium and appoint Supervisors Rex Bone and Ryan Sundberg as county representatives. The supervisors are also expected to direct the county treasurer to secure $5.9 million in funding for capital improvement projects for county properties, including juvenile hall replacement, a new building for architectural engineering services, remodeling of courthouse areas for the DA's office, and upgrades to the restaurant at the airport. The money for the projects, along with three others in the works, will come from General Fund and the Aviation Fund. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman didn't disagree when on Talk Shop, his department and his management of that department was compared in some sense to Mayberry RFD, that of television lore. Chapman doesn't disagree with the comparison, and he says it's important to him as chief to know the town, know the residents, and most importantly, know the people who will work for him at Arcata PD.
Being a chief in a small town affords you the opportunity, I know my people. You know, I know the people who work for me. I know their families. I know their life circumstances from top to bottom within the organization. I have a feel and a sense for exactly who I have and their abilities.
Arcata is no stranger to serious crime, and with a college campus in town, that means dealing with more than 8,000 young and temporary residents and the accompanying issues that come with a rowdy college-age crowd. But Chapman said he likes the small-town atmosphere and the fact that he is available to whoever needs him.
They feel comfortable and confident being able to give me a call and talk directly with the police chief about a parking ticket or, you know, whatever the issue is. And that's ideal for me. I enjoy that. I like having those interactions. You know, somebody upset about a parking ticket, talking to the police chief. That's small town. That's it right there.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Chief Tom Chapman by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.